KBOO's website. That's Old Mole Variety Hour / KBOO. Let's see, KBOO.FM/Old Mole Variety Hour.
Yes, and you can hear Steve Bloom reading his poem. You know, he's a good poem reader.
He is good. Okay, we're out. Thank you.
And it is coming up on 10 a.m., and you are going to hear Air Cascadia with Chris Andre, headlines, interviews, and commentary. And then at 10:15 on Locus Focus today, host Barbara Bernstein interviews Morris Eisuman, whose history of American mountaineering, Continental Divide, a history of American mountaineering, explores the philosophy, politics, and spirituality of mountain climbing. And at 11, it's a special edition of Voices for the Animals. Dab Stedman speaks with Scott Beckstead, campaign director of the Save Endangered Animals Oregon ballot measure. You do have it tuned to KBOO Portland.
KBOO would like to thank our community members that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Dambayan, located on 6014 Southeast Foster Road, serving traditional Filipino lunch and dinner Wednesdays through Sunday. Lunch was provided by Santa Fe Taqueria, a Mexican restaurant at 831 Northwest 23rd Avenue, open Monday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to midnight or later. Dinner was provided by Ford Food and Drinks, a Southeast Portland cafe open 7 days a week at 2505 Southeast 11th Avenue.
KBOO proudly co-sponsors the 2016 Youth Candidate Forum. The Multnomah Youth Commission, the official youth policy body for Multnomah County and the City of Portland, invites youth 13 to 21 years old to our Youth Candidate Forum on Wednesday, April 27th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Benson High School. There will be food, raffle prizes, and youth will be able to talk with candidates for city and county commission positions about any issues that are important to them. Remember, Wednesday, April 27th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Benson High School. That's 546 Northeast 12th Avenue in Portland, conveniently located near Lloyd Center MAC stop and bus number 70. More information can be found in kboo.org on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, April 25th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, real community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Be sure to check out KBOO's new website. It is just light years away from the old one. It's terrific, easier to use, fun to use. That's the most important thing. We have an extraordinary guest today. Janet Fallon will be joining us. She's an investigative journalist. She's living in exile. She has a book out now, in exile, that documents her experiences and the events that led up to her living outside the country because of concerns for her personal safety. Her life has indeed been threatened on a number of occasions, and Janet Fallon is not taking any chances any longer. She has been covering the New Eastern Review. She has been covering for a long time now over the issue of conservatorship and corrupt guardians. The title of her her piece that we're going to be talking about today is The Management of Dissent, or How to Destroy an Activist. You might think, this is the interesting thing here too, because older people are pretty much discredited. If the story about older people, that goes to the bottom of the pile, is of no interest because they have no place, no role to play in society any longer. They are laughable, for one thing. Most people find it easy to laugh at older people and troubles that they have. They're accused of being forgetful and whatnot, whereas people of all ages, and particularly people in their 20s and 30s, are far more forgetful and I would even perhaps even say airheaded. But all of these myths have been perpetrated and perpetuated by the greater society at large. So this story of guardianship has basically been shuffled to the bottom of the pile. But it seems that the general population, people of all ages, particularly people in the media, ought to take another look at this, because what has been happening to the elderly could happen to anyone who speaks out. This is an extraordinary tool for silencing activists. If someone, for example, doesn't like what might be saying, they could easily have you judged incompetent. All it would take would be one person who's met you maybe on a few occasions to decide you're incompetent. Then it takes a corrupt lawyer and a corrupt judge. And what they do is they take away basically everything that you have that makes you the person that you are. It's an incredibly frightening prospect. It's now currently in use against the elderly, but it could in fact be used against anyone. Janet Fellin joins us this morning from an undisclosed location. And welcome, Janet. We're glad to have you back on the KBOO airwaves.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. And I have been on your show before to discuss the issues of guardianship and what people lose when they go under guardianship. But I think what makes this recent article the Management of Dissent, How to Destroy an Activist, what makes it of note is that the same tools are now being used against activists and dissidents. And the article documents several cases that are current, that involve the current incarceration of younger people, activists, who are now facing the same sort of ploys that the elderly faced in terms for the purposes basically of robbing their estates, take away their rights and rob their estates. But what we're finding with the younger people is that the tool of the use of psychiatry against dissidents is now resulting in their incarceration and silence.
And forced drugging too, you found, I understand.
And forced drugging. It's of grave concern. The forced drugging situation that was discussed in the article is has to do with a gentleman named John Rohrer, who is been held now over 10 years. He has been detained in Ohio and has been forcibly drugged. John is in his 30s. And one of the compelling things about the John Rohrer case is that he has never been adjudicated incompetent. In fact, according to a press release I just received from his lawyer, the lawyer is now filing perjury charges against the prosecutor in the John Rohrer case and also several psychiatric quote-unquote professionals. So the motive to detain John Rohr is also discussed in the article, and it does appear that there's an intergenerational vendetta going on concerning the activism of his mother, Catherine Hine, who, not only a lawyer, not only a talk show host, not only an investigative reporter, but also someone who has set up various organizations to attempt to rally support concerning the abuses going on in our courts.
Can you tell us basically how what their playbook looks like? How do they what happens?
Sure. All you have to do is find some sort of reason to bring someone into legal custody, and that reason could be as flimsy as someone crossing the street against a red light. Okay, in the case of John Rohr, he apparently wandered into the wrong house looking for friends, okay? So 10 years ago, he wandered into the wrong house looking for friends. And for the last 6.5 years, he has been an inpatient in a state psychiatric facility.
It's terrifying.
Without being adjudicated incompetent. There are a couple of other cases that are current that are discussed in the article. We now have a rather well-known disability rights activist named Tim Larman, who is sitting in a jail cell in Indiana on a stale and expired 17-year-old misdemeanor warrant. And he has been denied bail.
What are the there's a list of some of the rights that an individual can expect to be stripped of if they fall into this down this black hole? There's a list.
Yes,
of
there's a very compelling list on the National Association to Stop Guardian Abuse website, but this also will apply to younger people who are, or activists who are being adjudicated incompetent, you know, after walking into somebody else's house by mistake.
Some of the things, could you want to list some of the things
right here.
We have 15 seconds left.
Well, you lose the right to contract, the right to vote, the right to marry, the right to decide your social environments, who you will see. You become a legal zero, and you lose the right to hire an attorney to combat this.
That's probably the most important thing. That brings us to the end of the program. Janet, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you joining us. I know that every time you do these things, it is a risk for your own safety. And I want to thank you so much. This is a story that really is being deliberately left out of the social dialogue that we wish that the media actually did offer us. We now go to the room where a lot of things are on offer, membership primarily. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
out
Chris.
There.
Good morning, Chris. It's Ani. I'm here with Bill, and we are asking.
It's Bill. I'm here with Ani.
We are asking you right now to support Cable, your community
it's
radio
station.
It's
the Bill and Ani show.
Where we actually do have these conversations, right? These important conversations, this information that we need, that we thirst for, we know we can turn to KABU and we can have that thirst quenched, right? We can have the information provided through the auspices of passionate volunteers digging deep behind the scenes of headlines to give you real information that we can empower ourselves with. And you are an important part of the equation.
I have three people on this piece of paper.
Did those three people call 877-500-5266?
Yes, they did. And you know what they did?
What'd they do, Bill?
All three of them, Claire in Beaverton, Tim in Portland, and Denise in Portland, renewed their membership. These are very clever people. They know that community radio gives you value like no other kind of radio because it really represents you much better than any other kind of radio. So if you want to be represented, if you want to be part of this community, give us a call at 877-500-5266. Or perhaps you're not feeling social this morning and you don't want to interact with a live human being. You can go to kboo.fm and donate money. And that's always a good thing, as far as we're concerned, and ultimately as far as you're concerned. So 877-500-5266, kboo.fm. Or if you're feeling really social, come on in to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. On three different bus lines, the 12, the 19, and the 20, and drop off some money and get to know us and see what's happening here.
That's right. We love to meet our listeners. We'd love to show you around. We love to show you how your money is spent in service to your community here at KBOO. It's your community radio station. Really make it your own by calling 877-500-5266. Supporting programming like you hear every weekday morning on the radio zines. You've heard The Old Mole. You've heard Air Cascadia. We are about to hear Locust Focus. You know, Mondays are just jam-packed with local news and information that really reach from our own backyards to national issues to international issues. We do it here from a perspective that is often neglected or controversial, left out of the mainstream media, left out of the corporate-owned press. You know, we broadcast with a difference, and you are how that difference happens. Please do contribute right now. Give us a call with your monthly contribution of $5 or $10 a month. Make it your station. 877-500-5266.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC, Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values since 1987. Wilkin & Company is located at 2435 Southwest 5th